And I was absolutely stunned when I saw a policeman, a staff sergeant, he's a staff sergeant, right? Would actually place the Freemasonic oath higher than a general oath sworn on the Bible. And that a judge in a Canadian court would allow this. That, I mean, even, I thought they would find ways around it, but this blatant display of the supremacy of Freemasonry in a court of law, that really, I mean, that illustrates more, I think, than anything what I said in my pamphlet, you know, that they are bloody powerful, you know?
I knew what was in all the Masonic, most of the Masonic oaths and some of the, from the books you've provided. So I'd read out part and I'd ask, was that part of it? And he'd say, I refused to answer, and the judge would allow that, he already did. Then I'd say, well, if it wasn't part of that, you'd tell me, wouldn't you? Because then you see, catch it. So then he'd hum and haw and he'd say, I can't tell you that, because if I did, I'd be giving the game away, so to speak. You know? All right, it looks to me like the Mason doesn't really have much credibility. Every time it came to an issue of something to do with Masons throughout the world, I don't know. I didn't know anything, but Ontario was okay. Everything in Ontario was all right. But he couldn't tell you just what they do, but he said, we don't do anything illegal. Well, what do you say in your rituals? I won't tell you. But I'll tell you that it's all lawful. And, of course, you know, I said, is there any bloodthirsty oath? So there's no blood in the lodge, he says. Totally calculated and very clever evasion.
Yeah.
His other tactic was the clarify the question routine. I don't understand the question. What do you mean? Repeat the question. That's very clever.
But I think the star of today, undoubtedly, was Mr. Fuller, you know? That guy was...